Hillary Clinton's current stint as U.S. Secretary of State, by all appearances, has all the earmarks of being a Jewish-run operation. Even the seal of the U.S. State Department affixed on every door of every office at this bureau affords proof enough that Zionist Jewry has marked out America's foreign policy as its own exclusive turf, and had done so quite some time ago. And now with Hillary Clinton, a prime candidate for Zionist shillery, now in the driver's seat, the Jewish agenda that motors through every street, avenue, and curve of the State Department's policies is running on all four gears, indeed, on overdrive. But don't take my word for it. Hillary herself has confessed her own submission to her Zionist masters when speaking before the powerful Jewish-run Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR, at a conference last year. In Hillary's own words.
It's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing.
Well, Hillary, with CFR's own Jewish president, Richard Haass, and board of directors, Jewish bankers, Robert Rubin of Citigroup, Stephen Friedman of Goldman Sachs, and Hyatt Hotels' Jewish heiress, Penny Pritzker, currently special advisor to Obama, what you're being told to do is coming straight from the Jewish horse's mouth. Now, if you think the Jewish neocons have disappeared from the face of U.S. policy making, better think again. You see, just last summer, Clinton appointed Victoria Nuland as the U.S. State Department's official spokesperson, while passing herself off as a blue-blooded Gentile. With her name change from Noodleman to Newland, Victoria is not only the Jewish daughter of affluent Bronx Jews, Meyer and Vichy Noodleman, she is also the wife of the infamous neocon, Robert Kagan. Both Kagan, founder of the Project for a New American Century, which brought us the lie of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, and his wife Victoria both serve on Clinton's newly established think tank, the State Department's Foreign Affairs Policy Board, with at least seven other Jews on the board, including Jane Harman of Capitol Hill, who recently bought out Newsweek, and with Nuland as former U.S. ambassador to NATO, where she pushed the unpopular Afghan war, and her stint as deputy national security advisor to Cheney during the Bush years, you can count on even more bloodshed being endorsed by this Clinton appointee as the U.S. State Department's spokesperson and think tank advisor. By all appearances, with even more of Clinton's Jewish henchmen. Jeffrey Feltman, state's head of Near Eastern Affairs, now pushing for military intervention in Syria. Wendy Sherman, state's head of U.S. Political Affairs, who pushed the U.S. veto against UN Palestinian recognition. And Daniel Benjamin, head of state's counterterrorism, who is on the prowl for all of us homegrown terrorists. The question must be asked, is Hillary Clinton a Zionist shill? Methinks the answer is right under our very noses.